Hey, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Michael. What is your first and last name?
Brandon Power.
Hey, Brandon. Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
That's wonderful. I'm going to just go over and pull up your account here. I see that you're calling about your business via title fencing and construction. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's perfect. And yes, sir, what can I do for you today?
This is regarding my Google LSA account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Google Verify campaign. Yep. What can I do about it?
Okay, so I got an email yesterday saying that y'all were going to charge me because I got 41 leads in February, and y'all were going to charge me like $31 times, like it was like $1,200 y'all charged me for leads.
Sure. Yes, sir. Do you have questions about the billing?
Yeah, I have questions about the billing because it kind of really upsets me because, you know, I understand that y'all is because y'all manage the LSA account.
Mm-hmm.
And when you manage the account, you're supposed to manage the leads, right?
You are correct, yes. We should be managing not only the Google Verified account, but also the leads.
Yeah. I went in this weekend, and I had to go through all of the leads, every single one, and I had to either book them archive, I had to rate them, and I had to manage them myself. So I really don't understand why I'm getting charged $1,200, and y'all essentially didn't do anything. Y'all are managing it, but managing it is the main part of that is y'all need to be taking care of the leads because if I'm not mistaken, rating the leads and booking them or archiving them, that keeps you in good standing with your Google LSA account. So the main important part is managing the leads. It's the most important part. And y'all did not do that, but yet y'all are charging me $1,200, and y'all didn't even do the most important part. I had to do that myself. I went in there and did every lead. Y'all didn't do one lead. Y'all didn't manage one lead.
All right, let me just clarify with you, sir. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's just kind of frustrating that I'm paying $1,200 top of this already expensive LSA campaign. Something that y'all didn't have to do anything. And I can run the leads myself, and it runs itself. All you do is set it up, and it runs itself. You might make minor tweaks, but, I mean, other than that, I'm paying for y'all to manage the leads because that's really important. Google wants to see that they're being taken care of, and I had to do that myself. Y'all are still charging me $1,200. So I feel like being – you know, taken advantage of, and I'm very upset about it.
Well, I do really apologize if you feel that you've been taking advantage, but I think you're aware that the Google Verified or the LSA is really more about leads. So technically, you're paying per lead, and I believe that the $11, that actually the cost per lead. So when it comes to managing, sir, I believe you mentioned that you're expecting us to archive and take care of those leads. I believe that you have access to the dashboard. That's what actually what we have for clients who have Google Verified or SEO. So they can actually go over to the leads and convert them to a potential or a guaranteed customer.
I guess here's my question to you.
Mm-hmm.
What are y'all doing exactly? How much time are y'all actually putting in for $1,200?
Well, we're actually running the ad itself to make sure that you're visible in LSA, and that's why you're getting those leads.
So yeah, well, Google does that.
So
when it was like, what have y'all done? Can you tell me what y'all have done? Like, what changed? Like, when was the last thing y'all did? When was the last thing time y'all did anything? Because Google, as long as you optimize it, know how SEO works. Okay, so as long as you optimize it initially, runs itself. I'm the one that has to do all the work taking care of the leads. unless I have to make a change or I tell y'all to make a change, that's the only time y'all do anything. So why am I paying y'all $100? Y'all don't have to do anything. I can just run them myself, optimize it, and I don't have to pay anything. Where is $1,200 coming from? I mean, when was the last thing? Can you look and tell me the last time y'all had to do anything? Y'all had to put work into managing it? Like, what was the last thing y'all did? I think you're running the ads, but...
Well, I just wanted to confirm with you, sir, because first things first, since we're the one that's managing your Google Verified campaign, the billing actually goes directly to us. So as what you said, you're paying on top. So that's actually, you know, I just wanted to confirm with you.
Billing me directly. Yes. Billing me directly. Y'all don't have to do anything. They're not billing y'all. They're billing me directly. So that's what I'm trying to understand. What exactly am I paying for? Y'all are just wasting spending
Google?
As far as I'm concerned.
I understand. I just wanted to understand here again how billing works. So because you're claiming that you're paying on top, and I believe that based on the note that I have here from the Google guarantee, as well as the email that they sent you, the $31.82 that they're charging you per lead is actually the cost of per lead that you're getting. I believe you got 41 for the last month. And what you said is
y'all take a cut. Y'all, for every 5 leads I get, y'all charge me. Y'all just charge it as like a service fee. Right?
Yes, you do have service fee.
$3,500 is from Google, and that's for the actual leads themselves. The $31 is just y'all's fee on top. What am I paying a fee for? Y'all aren't having to do anything. $31 a lead is extremely expensive. I'm not going to pay that. I'll go with another company. I mean, I'm an easy customer. I do all the work for y'all. The only thing I ask is if I need to make a change, make a change, which takes a matter of 1 minute to make a change. It's not hard. I could just do it myself. So I don't understand what I'm paying for. Y'all don't have to run anything. Y'all just optimized it, and it runs itself. And as long as I don't need any changes, y'all don't have to do anything. I'm
we totally
paying
get that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I would like to...
Why I would be frustrated, because that's a lot of money in 1 month for... I'm getting nothing out of it. I mean, I can manage them myself. I've been with y'all for a long time, and y'all run my website. So I figured, you know, just let y'all optimize it. Y'all aren't going to deal with the leads and keep up with the leads and make sure that they're converting or make sure that the bad leads are getting sorted out, which y'all aren't doing, because I'm the one that has to go in there and rate the lead bad so that the Google will come in and possibly fund me. I mean, I said it's just wasteful spending. Y'all didn't do anything for the $2,100. I made one change in February. I don't even know if it was in February. I think it was in March. I made one change, and it took the dude 30 seconds over the phone. The only thing y'all had to do, and they bill me directly, so y'all don't even have to deal with the billing. So where's $1,200 coming from? I mean, I feel like I'm getting taken advantage of. That's very expensive for something that y'all aren't doing. And if that's the way it's going to be, then I will just go somewhere else, because that's kind of ridiculous.
We totally get that, sir. Again, what you're saying is totally reasonable here. So I just wanted to clarify with you that the $31 that they've been charging per lead is not actually the service fee. I know that we have service fee, but it's not like the $31 on it. We actually like 25% of the lead. So technically, for the $31 per lead that you're paying us, only like the fractions belong to us. In terms of managing your Google Verified campaign, I do check it here that when it comes to managing bad leads, we actually don't want to reach out to Google if it's a bad lead or not. In fact, if you also check your email, it's also indicated there that you actually at least given credit of $75 because of the bad lead that you got in the prior month. So for the $31 that you're paying us, that early...
Yeah, but I'm paying $1,200 to get $75. I'm paying $1,200 to get $75. The math doesn't math. It's still not a good deal for me. Like, as a business, I have to decide whether this makes sense or not, and right now it doesn't make sense. $1,200. I understand paying y'all something, maybe $5 a lead, to be fair, but $31 and y'all aren't even doing anything. I manage it. I go in there. I call the leads. I check on the leads. I book the leads. And if there's a bad lead, I call. I break the lead. I'm doing all the legwork. The only thing y'all had to do was the initial optimization, and it runs itself. So, again, the $1,200 is worth it when I can just y'all to stop and I can just optimize it myself and will have to pay anything.
Well, I understand that you have knowledge in terms of optimization and maybe also with SEO, sir. However, what we're writing here is your Google Verified campaign, and the $31 that you're paying us, sir, that's actually the cost per lead in the market. I know that you mentioned that you can pay $5 per lead. Well, that is something that we can definitely do. However, that actually also affects how many leads you'll be getting on a monthly basis. I believe that you're aware that there's also what we call bidding, max lead bidding, because we make sure that you're getting leads on a monthly basis, because we're all not only competing in one business, but other businesses who also does LSA. And as what I mentioned earlier, in terms of managing your Google Verified or leads campaign, we don't actually do like call those leads on your behalf. We only forward those leads. Those leads came from Google Guaranteed campaign to make sure that your ad is running. So technically, in converting them to a potential client, we really expect the business owner to do that. If you're the one who's going to convert them, if you are a guaranteed lead or not. What we make sure here is that you're getting leads
something
based on the service that you offer.
Maybe there's something I don't know. But Google charges me $500 every time I hit my limit. That's where the $3,500 comes from. My spending, that is for the leads. It's set up, and they bill me directly because that's how I have it set up. So this $31 per lead, I'm not understanding. What is that for?
Well, I'm not really sure what exactly the other campaign that you're running, sir, because you mentioned you're paying Google $500 as well, and this is the first time I heard about it, because I do know this is where the
Google.
We are at.
No, they're
charging you?
Yes, they're billing me directly. They're not billing y'all, and y'all are billing me. They're billing me directly. So I'm paying.
Mm-hmm. Well, by any chance, do you have, like, a copy of that invoice or email from Google that they're billing you for? That way we can definitely check that and then reach out to Google. What was it for? Because we're the one that was running your Google Verified campaign.
For the lead
and
time.
They shouldn't be charging you or sending you any invoices. All invoices goes to the admin who's actually running the ads campaign itself. And in terms of the amount it gave me for Google Verified campaign, there's no like such a specific amount per month, because again, it depends on how many leads that you've got. Hello, Brandon?
I just because they charge me, or it doesn't matter. Like, as long as I'm getting the leads and they're getting paid for, I don't care if they charge me.
Well, for me, that actually matters, sir, because since you're complaining about paying another bill, and I believe that we're only the one who's running your Google Verified.
Yeah. Yeah. But that $31 a lead isn't. That's on top of the cost of the lead. That's just what y'all charge for technically getting the lead, because y'all are running the campaign. That's what the $31 is.
The $31
and 80
cents is the cost per lead. It's not like,
y'all.
It's not, as I mentioned earlier, the fraction of that amount goes to our service fee. It's not the entire $31.82.
Okay. Well, here, this will help explain it then. What all does the $31 go to? It goes to your service fee and what else?
it goes to our service too for managing our Google Verified campaign. So every lead that you get, again, as I mentioned, a fraction of the amount that costs per lead goes to our service fee. So for example, if your cost per lead is $31.82, and if I'm not mistaken, our service fee is 20%. So if we're going to remove 20% from the $31, that means that $7 actually goes to us. So that's a combination already, like the actual cost per lead and the service fee. So it's not like on top of what you're paying. As I mentioned earlier, and I even asked you, what does the other amount you're paying, so that we can, you know, escalate that and check it with our team.
Okay. I don't think you're understanding the situation. I have the LSA set to a spend limit. Google charged me for all the leads I got. I paid for them because they're using my card. They're billing me. Y'all aren't billing me for the leads. The only thing y'all are billing me for
Right, so here's what I'm going to do here, Brandon, instead, because you're kind of breaking in and out. So are you currently driving? Hello, sir.